Siamo al Nomex Colloquia 2011 a Venezia, assieme a Eric Lutens, che è professore di diritto pensionistico presso l'Università di Amsterdam, e gli chiediamo subito, secondo lei ci sarà questo scontro delle generazioni, soprattutto in paesi come l'Italia che hanno degli squilibri? Do you think there will be a clash of generations between different generations, especially in countries like Italy that have so high imbalances?
Yeah, I think so. The same we have in the Netherlands, and I think it will happen also in Italy, because there are a lot of people who have gotten a pension on a very low age. And it has to be financed, and especially the younger people will have to finance it and will, by themselves, get only a pension on a very higher age. So that gives a conflict. We have the same in the Netherlands. A few years ago, it was common to go with pension on 60 years. Now, for the younger, it is raised to 65, and in a few years, it will go to 67. And still, they have to pay for the lower pension for the old age people. And there are a lot of arguments nowadays that it is not reasonable, this solidarity between the younger and the older people. And there are arguments that pension funds must be split up between younger and older people. There's even arguments for a new political party, especially for the younger people.
Okay. You are a common lecturer and speaker at an international meeting as well. There's one thing I noticed this morning and this afternoon as well. When there are some international guests, as you are, Italians, professionals, people from corporations, companies, tend to speak or underline all things that bad things about Italy, things that should not be so wrong, but in fact they are. And generally they do not offer a solution to this. It's just, is this a way you have noticed as well? And in other countries, do you notice the same thing? Or is this just an impression due to the crisis period or what?
Well, I don't know. This in the Netherlands it is the same, that there's a lot of criticism on the system. Anyone can say what is wrong at this moment, but a good solution, sustainable for the future, that is not so easy.
It's hard to find some solution.
Yeah, it is hard to find, and a solution which is honest to all kind of generations, and is not too expensive for the younger people. So in the Netherlands as well, we are now for 2 years there's debate about solutions for the pension problems, and still there's no agreement. So I'm not astonished about it. It's the same situation as in other countries.
What do you feel about Belgium, which is so close to your country, without government and with social unrest of a certain kind? Do you feel there is a problem to your country having a surrounding country with these kind of problems?
No, in the Netherlands we don't have any reflection of the Belgium situation. It's their problem, and we have
That's
our own rules and our own situation. No, that's indifferent. What is important is the European deficit in the financial market, but not the situation in Belgium.
In the European context, which is a mess anyway.
Yeah, that's
Okay,
right.
thank you very much.
Okay.